Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
I'm not telling my daddy on you.
7 after the hour
on the Good Day program.
How much I love you, Dougie.
That's how much I love you. And I'm very I'm telling the doctor. Back. Oh, will you stop it? What a killjoy you are.
I know.
Yeah, it's not safe. She should be sleeping.
If I violate a doctor's order, even if it's a small one, Rich.
Where's that old song? Doctor, doctor. Remember that? Come on. There's an old song.
Give me the news. I got a back.
Well, that's another one.
He wants a much older song than anything you're describing. Yeah,
much live. Much more lively. Okay, we are on the Good Day program. My friends are here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Kara Schillen is behind the scenes making things work, fixing Richie's mistakes.
Yes.
It's an exciting world that we live in. So just to kind of put things into perspective, the race for the Republican presidential nomination and the phase that it's in, the last week the campaign has become more interesting, so those behind the scenes would have you believe. What that means, translation, is that the people running the Republican Party are happy that Trump keeps sticking his foot in his mouth.
Right.
And
well,
even though
this has just been a tough week for his momentum, he's had.
Anyway, I'm just looking at Kasich and Trump and Cruz, and this thing is going to drag on, I think, and make a contested convention, which is good for the conversation on the air. It may be good for the system, too, so we really test it and people can see how it all works. I think that's what's important here, much as anything else, frankly. The folks at Disneyland are mourning the death of a Paris worker who died in the Phantom Manor haunted house working
crazy
backstage.
Mm-hmm.
He was working on the lighting when he died. Apparently, he was working on it while the ride was closed. He was electrocuted or something like that.
It sounds like,
Yeah.
So why is that? If it was another park, it wasn't Disneyland. The news media loves to, and I understand this because I've done it plenty myself, to take shots at Disneyland.
Yeah, stick it to the big guy.
Well, sometimes. I mean, hey, listen, you hear stories all the time of roller coasters stuck at the top and people stuck for an hour and a half upside down.
Right.
So, I mean, you hear it.
Yeah, that's kind of like what happens on this program, Richie.
That's right. It's a four-hour thrill ride, and you're stuck right up down most of the time.
Upside down, inside out, in here, out there, yada, 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 yada. Okay, so the situation with the Panama Papers, how many people really think that they have the skinny on this? What do you know?
No, but I read a lot about it yesterday, and I was still confused.
Because it's very simple. But let's find out what people know and what they maybe need to know. And does it sound arrogant if I say, well, this is what you need to know? But I think there are a lot of things here, or a couple of things, that aren't clear. So go ahead, Jen. What have you picked up?
Well, just that, I mean, the thing that resonates with me the most is I kind of equate it to stuff that's going on here. And that is that Bernie Sanders and his followers think that they are going to tax the rich to pay for programs for what he says the middle class, but definitely for the lower class, to give free college and all of that. And the bottom line and the dark, yucky, stark reality is that the super rich really don't pay their taxes. And it's evidenced in this Panama Papers leak, which is the biggest financial data leak like ever in history. I mean, it puts to shame anything that Edward Snowden actually put out there. There's so much dirt in these papers. And what you're seeing is that all these super rich people, you know, put their money, hide their money in offshore accounts, shell corporations, all these things. And many world leaders are attached to this. And I think the whole reason this started, Dougie, is this was an inquiry into the workings and dealings of Vladimir Putin. And then they uncovered that celebrities, sports heroes, tons of world leaders. I mean, 12 different countries were mentioned in the Panama Papers.
Well, yeah, it was actually
huge
40.
Amounts of 12, people that are now
12
in there.
Current and former leaders. World leaders.
But 40 different. There are 40
and 128
countries
different other politicians and public officials.
Okay, so here's
including
my
reading the on FIFA it. Soccer guys.
That's right, the soccer
they're
guys.
So corrupt.
Right. All right. So here's what this, the corruption goes further than that, and it's more insidious than that. And it isn't really, in my read of this, maybe it's because of my own pejorative here of being offended by people who talk about taxes and you got to tax the rich and this usual game of class warfare against those who actually come up with the money, whether they do it actively or passively in creating new businesses. That's what money does. That's all money does. Money does nothing else but create work and jobs. That's what money does, no matter what, whether you know it, whether you've invested, if you've got a lot of money and you put it in a bank, it's a bond, you put it into an investment to start a company, whatever it is, money is always working. That's why you get paid 5% interest if you have it in a bond. That's why you get paid big time, like Richard Branson put in $300 million to start Virgin, and he got $786 million out of it after 2.5 years. That's what it does. So to confiscate that or to de-emphasize, I mean, let's face it, there's always an incentive to make more money, so people will find out ways of making more money. And so the specious argument about where people hide their money, the only reason they hide it is to do two things, because they're corrupt and they don't want people to know that they have the money, or they're trying to evade their responsibilities.
Right.
Less the second than the first. If you look at that list of 12 people that you were just talking about, and you see where they get, they weren't supposed to, quote unquote, have money. They've stolen it. They've ripped it off. They have done things that are illegal in their countries. And that's why they're all going to lose their heads, if you will. But what's more important here is to see the tie between all of these people and Putin. One of the most interesting of all is that the president of Ukraine, which yep. supposedly was at war with Russia,
mm-hmm.
no, they're in business together.
Of course, but they were on the outside, they were hating each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. So outside, it's a big show. It's a big game. It's an act. Inside, Putin's making these deals with these guys, and the same thing with al-Assad, so that they stir up, they have a war, they make lots of money on war armaments and that sort of thing. It's the military-industrial complex times umpteen degrees. That's what you have here. Putin is the biggest arms dealer in the world, and here's the connection. And even though his name's not on it, every one of his lieutenants are up to their mickeys in this because he, for whatever the reason, gets people to do his dirty work for him. But he is as dirty as dirt. He's worse than gangsters.
CNN has an article, The Seven Things You Need to Know About the Panama Papers.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the Panama Papers? And it goes to explain how a coalition of media outlets got the trove of papers. And why are they called the Panama Papers? Because of the law firm in Panama. And is it clear that anything illegal is happening? And it says, doesn't necessarily indicate illegal activity, but usually things like this are to cover up some kind of illegal activity. Mm-hmm. Who is implicated? And it says 12 current or former world leaders, along with 128 other politicians. But here's the fun one. How have the accused responded to the Panama Papers? The Kremlin has dismissed the allegations as a series of fibs aimed at discrediting Putin ahead of the elections. And FIFA says, the international soccer governing body, calls them ridiculous. And said the firm he was linked to was holding a company with his wife's asset. The Icelandic prime minister, the company was in his wife's name, and he says he enjoyed no tax advantages, but was created to avoid conflicts of interest with Iceland.
mm-hmm. Believe that, and we've got the bridge for
that's
sale.
Great.
Right? Yeah.
Right. And then what is Mossack Fonseca? That's the law firm
the bank, yeah.
And then how did the International Community of Independent Journalists get the documents? It was a leak from somebody at the law firm.
Well, somebody that Putin tried to screw over.
We need to post USA Today. If you are confused by the Panama Papers and you want to know what they mean and what each individual person is really accused of doing, USA Today has done a really nice job of breaking down that list. Yeah, and we can put it up on our Facebook page. Just if you want to know what's going on, because I know it's a little bit convoluted and confusing, mm-hmm. but it talks about, you know, Assad, what's going on, talks about the guy, you know, Iceland, Argentinians guy, what Putin's actually not really even named in the papers,
but the big story,
all of his
associates
and close friends are.
Look at the phenomenon of Trump and Bernie Sanders, and look at this story here, the Panama Papers. you know, 50 years ago, all this stuff was hidden. It all just worked behind the scenes, and we never knew anything different. Back in the 50s, 60s, 70s,
thank
all
God
this
for
dirty
Edward
stuff.
Snowden.
Well, it's just funny how social media and the internet and 24-hour news cycles, as much as we hate them, it gives us the opportunity to out all of the people. And it gives somebody else an avenue to be able to, because before you outed something like this, you were killed and nobody ever knew about it.
Right, exactly.
That was it.
With Putin, the KGB guys, that's how they did it. By the way, yesterday we were talking about Alaska Airlines taking over Virgin American. Today, Virgin America was named the best American airline.
That's a good buy.
It's a good buy, right?
Goodbye. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and maybe even predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but here's the science of it. So you've heard the old saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's known about those who prefer science fiction? Well, it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, food spotting rates dishes, not restaurants. It's a social database of pictures of food with user comments. And it actually works.
Cool.
Food spotting. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. What used to be a quality of water fit only for golf courses and interstate parkways may be the new normal for parts of Texas. Wastewater, or more politely called reclaimed water, will double in the next number of years and likely surpass never-before-touched clean water. The Texas government plans to blend treated effluent with what they're calling more natural waters to supplant the ongoing drought considered a result of expanding man-made climate change. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a potent scorer for the Dallas Mavericks in the 1980s. He scored 17,000 points in his 13 NBA seasons, making him the Mavs' second all-time leading scorer.
Blackman drives. Bowie is there. Blackman scores anyway.
So where is Rolando Blackman now? Rolando played three seasons in Europe in the mid-90s before finally retiring. He's currently an assistant coach with the Turkish national team and helped lead them to a silver medal in the 2010 World Championships. Rolando rejoined the Mavericks in 2005 and is currently the team's director of basketball development.
You've got to make sure and understand what the talent pool is all about and keep an eye on who's coming, who's playing, and who can really help your team to win.
Sounds like Mark Cuban owes somebody a raise. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.